and he was speaking on the importance of Sadhu Sangha, association of Saint Tikushari. What is it important? Why it is so necessary to progress in devotional service and devotional life? He was saying that we are hearing about Sadhu Sangha every day. In so many years now we are hearing. But that no effect on us, nothing happens. Why there is no change? Why it doesn't get in our mind at all? So what we are hearing about Sadhu Sangha? We know we are doing Sadhu Sangha, but we are not hearing it seriously. Or rather we hear it but we don't follow it. Unless we follow it, there will not be any fruits. Those who don't know about the principles of religion or how to behave as prescribed in the Shastra, and when they commit something wrong or they misbehave, then it is called as sin, and they will be penalized for this. They will have to make some punishment. But those who know about Shastra very nicely, they are well versed, they are hearing continuously, and if they don't follow, then it is like vajralev. Vajralev means it is like steam covering of offenses around the heart. Covering of steel around the heart. That means there is no way Krishna Prem can enter the heart. The heart will become so much hard, stubborn, that will happen. We are hearing and we don't respect each other. We say, oh, this Vaishnava is not so elevated. He's just like me. Or he's Kanishka. Why should I listen in so much? I should just hear Maharaj and forget it. Yes, I don't care for anybody. Or so what if he's a little senior? He just knows Shastra. A few years senior to me, that's all. Nothing more. What's so special about him? And we should understand, if anybody has pledged, has taken a vow in his heart, that I may serve Lord eternally with pure heart and pure mind, unconditionally. Even if he has just vowed, he's taken such vow, not yet taken perfection, not yet perfected, but he's just taken, take him granted this Vaishnava. Very soon all these impurities will go off, all these nathas will go off, and he will become a pure devotee. So you should respect all Vaishnavas accordingly, according to their bhakti, not disrespecting him. We don't care. So what will happen? After some time we will leave, go off, these offenses will increase. First, we are committing to our colleague Vaishnavas who are like us, on the same level or little higher level. Then next day it will be to Guruji. Even Guruji scolds us or something, and then we will be flying back like this, and I will show it big eyes. And then third, what will happen? It will be in the lotus feet of Krishna, and we are out. We are gone. So we should be very careful. Sadhan. In sadhan, we have to follow maryada. Maryada means following strictly all the rules of Krishna, giving appropriate respect to everybody. This means sadhan. Otherwise, there is no sadhan. See, this opportunity which we have got, or which we are getting, this is so special. It is so special that it is simply indescribable. It's very difficult to make particular or a proper estimate of how special opportunity we are getting. We are in Dham, Vrindavan, and we are in the assistance of proper line of Saint personalities. This is very rare. Still, if we don't act in a proper way, or our code of conduct is not proper, then we are the most unfortunate people. We should understand. And then, he's taking another verse, same topic. This is Sadhu Sangha Bhat, taking different verses and telling about the importance of Sadhu Sangha. So, one verse he takes from the conversation between Maharaj Bharat and King Rahuguna from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Bharat is telling Rahuguna that Jan Bharat is telling Rahuguna, and he's telling him that this human form of life, Manushya Jan, is very important, is very special, and is very rare. It's unique actually. Why? Because all other propensities of body and tendencies are very much functioning in all other species of life. But you cannot perform bhakti. By no means you can have any opportunity to perform bhakti. Only in the human form of life. Even The form of demigods is also very special, but what's the use? Because they don't have any opportunity to perform devotional service. So, after getting this human form of life, after getting reminded about the purpose of human life, after getting the facilities and opportunities to fulfill that purpose of life, if we don't do it, what do you say about it? Such bad condition. So people hear it, they say, okay, so I should perform bhakti, because this is the purpose of life. So I come and surrender myself to Guru. Guruji, I have surrendered everything, my body, mind and words, by my all accessories, and my all things, I'm completely surrendered to you, and I'm hearing what you're saying. But I will follow what I like. You may speak whatever you say. I will hear, but I will follow what it is. Because this is my tendency, this is my love for me. I can't believe this way will not work. First day you enter in the association of sadhu or in temple or in mutt, what you have to do? You have to give up all your ways of thinking, all thoughts, all old stuff. You have to kick it out completely. And you have to make a vow. From today, from this moment, I'm not going to work in the way I was working. I'm not going to live or depend on my way of thinking. I'm going to act as I'm being told by Guru and Vaishnava. Then this problem. I will try to understand what are their thoughts, what are their views, what they are telling me, and I will try to practice that. No matter to whatever extent is possible. Then it is actual surrender. Otherwise, it's not surrender. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is saying that I take a contract if in order to serve the instructions of my Guru, I have to come for million lifetimes and take million births to serve his orders, I will do that. So much commitment. First, give up everything for the service of this, for service of your Guru. Not worrying for your eating, sleeping or even bodily needs. First service, then comes my needs. Or hope. This is hope. And if I'm just busy in my mood, I'm being told some service and I'm just thinking, oh, this is prasadam time. Prasadam time will miss what will happen. Or, oh, my sleeping will be less, something like that. Without thinking such things, you have to serve in a dedicated way. Then something will happen. That is called seva. That is the mode of service. But we often hear people telling, oh, I'm here, I'm 20 years old, I'm 50 years old. Somebody say I'm 80 years old, but they are fools. They don't understand. They will say very proudly, but they don't know that now only few more years of life are left. Maybe not even that, maybe not even a day. So what they have done, what they have achieved, what they have done to fulfill the purpose of life. It's shameful on part of these people. It is told in Shastra that the body of demigods is most beautiful body, and it is very brilliant in all respects. But no use of that body. Why? Because they don't get any opportunity to perform devotional service. Why they don't get opportunity? Because they are so busy in India. Even if they get, they will not realize its importance. So that's why they are unfortunate. Even having such wonderful body and such wonderful features and so much nice things, they are unable to perform devotional service. Similarly, we also know that in Western countries, in America, Australia, New Zealand and other countries, people have very beautiful bodies, very good looking bodies. But what's the use? They don't have sanskaras, they don't have the nature to perform devotional service. And they may come in the association of sadhus. What if he was or she was eating meat from last 25 years and now is dedicated, I should now perform devotional service. The effect of that meat eating from last 25 years will disappear in one day? No. It will take some time. What about, it will take it some time. That effect is there in the body. The body is made up from eating that meat from last 25 years. Your body becomes what you eat, right? So that effect of those flesh and whatever other things have been eaten, that stays in the body. It will take few years or maybe few time to take that thing off and again just eating all pure things and body will become pure. But what about the swabhav? What about the nature? That will change? No. These propensities, they will not change. So So those who take birth in India, they have some privilege. They have some advantage. Just like we, not spotting our babies, but just like we took birth near Ganges and our family was so pure, Vaishnava family. And we're following this condition. So even if we don't try, it is in our blood to perform this function. This function are in our blood. So it is difficult when you are in other part of the world to perform the works of service. Similarly, it's also difficult for the demigods to perform the works of service. And it's also difficult for people who are very wealthy, who are very rich, very difficult, because they're so busy in their money business, they don't have time. Or probably they don't feel it's their duty to do some devotional service, to practice, they don't understand this. So they're also most unfortunate people. But nonetheless, those who hear and those who realize should aspire for the association of Sadhu Sangha and also try their best to have Sadhu Sangha. What kind of Sadhu Sangha? Now we will be hearing that. And also, where can we find such sadhus? The description will be coming after, in coming lines. We can find these wonderful saintly personalities in Brajadham, in Gaurdham, in Puridham, all these places, Navadvip and Vrindavan. In all these places, all these nice saintly personalities who are devoted to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who are devoted to Radha and Krishna, who are devoted to the proper line of Acharyas, bona fide Paramparas, you can meet them there. And in the association of such Vaishnavas, to bhajan it's very easy. Because they're living in dham, and dham has its own vibrations in the air, in the sand. It's very easy to perform bhajan. What does it mean by sangha? We may claim that I'm in the association of such powerful saintly personalities from so many years. I am speaking with them, I'm speaking with them, I'm sitting with them, I'm talking to them, I'm hearing them. But what does it mean by sangha? Sangha means samyak rupen anugaman. What does it mean by samyak rupen anugaman? Means to try to understand what is their thought, what is their mood, how they are speaking. Analyze minutely, keenly observe. Observe this. Become very keen in observing these things. How they walk, how they talk, how they behave with people who are not Krishna conscious, how they behave with people who are Krishna conscious, how they are meditating, how they are serving in the Ashtakali leader table. Following all these activities they are performing, this is called sangha. But trying to perform this, after understanding, trying to perform this means sangha. Just as a Vishayi associates with another Vishayi. Vishayi means materialistic people, karmic people. We have to exactly follow like that. A sadhu should associate with another sadhu similarly as a karmi associates with another karmi. Same intensity of being, same mood, same enthusiasm, all these things should be there, just like this in the karmi. Then what will happen? As the tendencies of karmi people get injected in each other, they get influenced by each other's association and the qualities come. Similarly, if we associate with sadhu in the same mood, and with these tendencies become in us, then we get benefited. This is what happens. To whom you serve, the qualities come down to you. In other words, service is a ladder in which the qualities descend to you, to the person whom you serve. So what kind of sadhus are these? How we can understand who are pure sadhus? They are always absorbed in meditating, in remembering the beautiful pastimes of Rishikesh, Krishna. And they don't get tired even for a moment while describing the glories, the unlimited glories of the Lord. Wonderful pastime. They will keep talking about that, they will keep thinking of that, and they're always absorbed in that. So what will happen? By all these things, by performing all these functions, their hearts are completely purified. There is not even tinge of material desires or anywhere in the corner, not even the smell of fragrance, that they have some tendency to enjoy on a material plane. They are completely devoid of such things. And what are the symptoms which we can analyze from outside? The symptoms which we heard, thinking, absorption, these are inner moods. It's difficult to get from a face that how this sadhu is thinking, what is thinking. From outside, it will be very enthusiastic to serve Guru, Vaishnava and Sadhu and Krishna. Very enthusiastic, always hearing about scripture and learning, trying to understand what are the deeper modes and deeper and deeper modes of serving. And hearing that, and now he tries to practice that in his life. So these are the symptoms by which we can analyze. And he will always respect everybody. He will not disrespect even what you call as Kanishka Vaishnava, or he's not taking diksha, he's coming to temple like that. He knows how to behave with everybody and he'll give proper respect to everybody. But he will serve to those who are in connection with God from heart to heart. He will serve them like that. But what is our position? We don't hear. We hear and we don't hear. We even see fall in Shukadeva Goswami, in Brihadaranyaka Maharaj, in Narada Muni, or what we say about all these personalities, we may see fall in Krishna. And we say, he has done such and such things, and he was not supposed to do these things. So when we can see fall in such great personalities, what we say of Kanishka Vaishnava? Definitely they have an effort, that is why they are Kanishka. But since they are in the line, so they will not get purified by the process. The process is so important. No, it will happen to them. We should understand that because these tendencies, these anarthas are in our heart from so many lifetimes, time immemorial. So it will take some time. It needs a bhajan of a very serious or very hard sort of bhajan capacity. Then only these things will go. So we should tolerate. We shouldn't just yield back or start fighting with each other for little things. This way it will not work. So, these sadhus who are pure from the heart, they will never criticize others. They don't have time and they don't even like to do any criticism for others. This is another way you can recognize them. You can identify them. They will not talk anybody's ear. And you will not see them, they're wasting time. Completely 24 hours they are absorbed in service. 24 hours. They will not waste even a single moment of their life. In fact, that's what they have in their life. Their life is just seva. Nothing else but seva. So we should serve such Vaishnavas, such sadhus, such saintly personalities, we should serve. We all know that all the shastras are precisely telling. There are different means of performing devotional service. Out of all of them, doing Naam Bhajan is the best means of purifying heart. Or it's a quicker process to elevate ourselves on this path. But I should say, I want to say that even Shravan is required before doing Naam. Because unless we have done Shravan, unless we know the importance of it, unless we know how to perform it, unless we hear the Harikatha, and especially if we are not hearing Harikatha or if we are not hearing pastimes of Acharyas, our previous predecessor Acharyas, how they have performed, how they have practiced in their life, then how we will know how to do Naam Bhajan. So the Shravan is even important in the first stage, in the beginning stage, before performing Naam Bhajan. We should be always anxious and eager to hear life histories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurishwada Dharaji, Jagannatha Dharaji Maharaj, Prabhupada Thakur, and all the Charyamaha Paramita. And we should very keenly observe how they have practiced, and then we should try to practice that in our life, and we should pray to them that they should bestow the causeless mercy on us, that we may be able to follow all these things. Because it's very difficult for us to follow on that standard. You may say, oh, I have taken Diksha. I am initiated from such and such spiritual master, so it's okay. No, it will not. This way it will not work. You've taken Diksha and then you don't have any connection. You're just doing service by your own mind, as your mind dictates you. You work like that. And then I'm not bothered the way what Guru needs from me, what he's telling me, or the way I hear from Shastras. I don't bother to serve in that way. Saying, what I think, oh, this is the way I should serve. So this is no diksha. There are two kinds of diksha we should understand. One is called Vyavaharik Diksha, and the other is called Vidvat Rood Diksha, or another is called Avidvat Rood Diksha. What is Vidvat Rood Diksha? Vidvat Rood Diksha means you have taken initiating all the mantras in the ear from the Guru, and now you are dedicating your life in following his instructions and also trying to understand his mood, what he wants from you, and giving up all the efforts in order to perform that. Then gradually, diksha means gradually, initiation means it's initiating process, you are beginning, and then one day perfection will be there. Similarly, diksha means that now you being enrolled in the process. That's what diksha means. And then it's a process, and after going through this process, you will become perfect. And then you will achieve all those things in heart. And Vyavaharik Diksha means, oh, just for sake, the Guru gives mantra in the ear, yes, I take a mantra, that's all. This is Vyavaharik Diksha. There's a big difference in that. And then we say, oh, you've taken diksha? Yes. How long did you do? How, when did you do? It's been 10 years. Do you follow Tadashi? No, I don't follow Tadashi. Do you chant Samarina? Yes, sometimes I chant one round I do. Sometimes then if there's some more work, so much work, then I don't even do that also. And you are initiated from last time. So what kind of initiation is this? So we have to analyze all this. We have to understand, we have to see, and then we have to see deeply in our heart where do we stand. And accordingly we have to try and give serious endeavors to uplift ourselves from such conditions. So, if we don't get association of such saintly personalities, such sadhus, then what will happen? All futile. The seventh form of life, futile. No use. Completely waste. Therefore, those fortunate souls who have got this sadhu sangha, which is so rare, they should try to follow the orders of spiritual masters. Give due respect to all the Vaishnavas. Try to understand all the Shastras and respect all the instructions, all the teachings of Shastras by following them in your life. Don't waste it. Otherwise everything will be futile. No use. So from today itself, pledge in your heart, take a vow, serious, I will give up everything in the service of Guru, Vaishnava and Shastra and Sadhu. I may have to face so much difficulties, but I will face. I will not give up. I will not give it up. I will give till the last breath of my life, I will follow these things. We should understand because Sri Rupa Goswami has also said, somewhere in Bhakti Sandhu Sindhu, he says that one may be, one is a devotee from so many years and is performing and he is knowing Shastras very nicely, but in his behavior he is like very angry or little rude in his behavior. Then don't think that he is not sadhu, he is not a devotee. This is his nature from last time, from previous lifetimes. We'll go away definitely. Just on this pretext, you are not supposed to disrespect him. Otherwise, it will be a very serious offense on our part. We should be very careful. We should still tolerate it and try to think why he is acting like that. Maybe some real follower. I'm not able to understand his mood. Not just that, we should just give right and left and speak in a nonsense way to him. That's not respect. We should avoid this. Now another verse in this verse, Shri Prahlad Maharaj, he is speaking to Shandamarg, his guru. When Hiranyakashipu was talking to Prahlad, Prahlad was brought to him and he was talking, when I'm talking to you, what you have learned, and you're telling about Vishnu and his bhakti, where did you learn all these things? And then he was thrown there, from there. And then Shandamarg was very nicely talking, oh Prahlad, we never taught you all this thing. Where did you learn all this? Then he is saying, Madhirna Krishni Paratara Sadhu. You can't have this attitude or this mood in your heart. You can't have this bhav for performing devotional service from those people who are doing puna charvanam. What? What kind of charvik charanamana? Just like dogs and hogs, pigs. They do like this. What a dog does? One dog has eaten bone, all the flesh. So there's nothing left on the bone, and he throws it. And another dog comes and will fight for that bone. It's already consumed. There's nothing left on that. No flesh, but they will fight each other for that bone. There's nothing on that bone, and they will eat. And sometimes what the dog does, he will eat something which is not good, or poison food or something like that, and then his stomach will become disordered. And then what he will do? The dog will eat some kind of grass, and then from the effect of this grass, he will vomit everything up, and then he will again eat that. This is called charvit charvanama. So what does it mean? My father has enjoyed all these material facilities. And he has done all sorts of sense gratification. My grandfather went through the same thing. My grandfather's grandfather went through the same thing. And still, I don't develop any renunciation from this sense objects. And still, I want to enjoy these things. This is puna puna charvita charvana. Just like the God. We don't understand that there is no pleasure in this material sense object. Why won't we enjoy it? No renunciation. When I know my father, my friends, and everybody, they've enjoyed it. Still, I want to do it. This is puna charvita. So, you can't develop bhakti by the association of such people. No way. Not even by having advice from them. So you may discuss how to perform devotional service from such people. No way. Or, by my own thinking, or combining of my thinking of such people, you will develop bhakti by these things. No way. Bhakti will not come by this way. You have to go in the association of sadhus, whose qualities have been mentioned earlier in discussion. You go in the association of such sadhus. And then, we have to aspire for the mercy, the causeless mercy, and aspire for the good dust. Then, by their mercy, we are completely pure from the heart. We may develop such qualities. And by their mercy, we will be able to get rid of this Trigunatmika Rassi. Trigunatmika Rassi means rope. And Triguna means the rope, it has three threads. Right, different coils, and it has three different coils. It's very hard. Many we see they're like pulling for Jagannath Rath cart, etc. It's a big one. And the three coils turns it up. It's very powerful. So here it has been referred for all these scriptural instructions in the Vedas. On these Vedas, we have instructions given in this threefold means, just like the threefold rasi, just like that. Because it's very difficult to cut it off. How is it like that? It's saying, oh, service of mother and father is the ultimate service. Service of guests, they are just like God. Atithi Deva. Guests, they are just like God. Serve them, and it means you serve God. Or, we are reading these days people saying, Daritra Narayan. What is this Daritra Narayan? Serving poor people. You serve poor people, this means you are serving Vishnu. Or they're just busy serving their relatives and all that, and they're satisfied. And they're doing it on the structure of Vedas, because it's given in the Vedas. So this is very powerful rope. How you can cut it off? Very difficult. Just like the sons of Shukracharya, they're bound with such ropes. So they're unable to understand anything in regard to devotional service or bhakti. They can't understand. Therefore, those saintly personalities who are Vishya Vimani Shunya, who are Nishkinchana. What does it mean by Vishya Vimani Shunya? Vishya means sense objects. Viman, we just discussed, not even having any tendency to relate themselves with this Vishya by any means. By any means. They are completely above the platform of sense objects. Completely above that. And they are Nishkinchana. They are completely surrendered to God. Their only wealth is service to the Lord. They don't have any other wealth. They don't have any material wealth. They are called Nishkinchana. And just like the verse from Upadeshamrit, Vasu Vegam Mantrakrodhi Vegam, Jirgo Vegam, Udra Upasatvegam. They have all such qualities. Not to say of these things. They even discard this liberation, mukti. They don't care for that. And they don't even care for the service to Narayana. They give up that also. Such highly exalted Vaishnavas. Serving such Vaishnavas, you can have this is a beneficial, you can get some benefit out of it. What kind of benefit? You may develop certain desires or some inspirations and enthusiasm to perform for devotional service. And you should aspire for the lotus dust of such saintly personality. Today we see we see Vaishnavas aspiring for the dust of exalted personality. How they do it? If that Vaishnava is maybe bodily weak or thin, they will jump on him and have a fight and put him down on the ground, and they will rub their foot with their head. This is dust I'm taking from the Holy Vaishnava. And they will use all the tricks and all the bodily power and all that to get this dust from the lotus. Why? Because the exalted Vaishnavas, who should take it? Not this. This is not the way to take it. Even whatever practice we have in our heart, it will be ruined. What is the proper way? When the Vaishnava walks off from this place, he should not even know. And then you should go and see where he walked, that footprint, there must be some dust like taking and dust. This is taking Vaishnava dust. Not trying to make a show of it, one taking Vaishnava dust. No, this is not any way, any mood, the proper mood of taking this Vaishnava dust. These people are called Durbuddhi. Durbuddhi means their intelligence is wicked intelligence. It's not good intelligence. What does it mean by lotus dust? When we say take the lotus dust, what does it mean? It means aspiring for this service or even Priti Seva Ki Vasna. Priti Seva Ki Vasna means desire to serve them for their pleasure. This is dust. Take it, this is dust. If you have this in your heart, that means you have taken the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. Because you have that desire. Every now and then you're just thinking, how will serve them? How will please them? How can satisfy them? Then you have taken the dust. Otherwise, there's no any other literal meaning of taking dust. That is there to take it, but you have to get the mood also. Take those, then power should be influenced in your heart. Or sometimes we see people coming, Guruji is taking prasadam, and Guru is just started taking prasadam, and they will, with the both words, they will give us some remnants, and then Guruji is saying, what shall I do? Now the Guruji, you are taking, or you use in your mouth, take it out from your mouth, give it from your mouth. It's your remnants you should take for remnants. Is that the way to take them? If we want remnants of Vaishnavas, we should follow Chavi Thakur, one of the associates of Mahaprabhu. What he used to do? Outwardly, he was from a lower class of Varnashram, lower class, out class, Shriyu class. He was from that family. Vaishnavas, they don't have such any designation, but outwardly, he was from lower class, Shriyu class. And what he used to do, but he was a very pure Vaishnava. He would take, sometimes to go to some Vaishnava's house, he would take mango or two mango. He was very poor, he didn't have money, but still someone else is making arrangement. He'll go to that Vaishnava, he said, oh, now you can offer this to your Thakurji. And then he'll talk with, very nicely with them for some time. He'll come out from the house and he'll wait outside without having to. And then, in this case, what happens? He has gone to one couple. So the man, the woman, the wife, she has cut down the apple, offered it to the Lord, and after that she's given it to her husband. And her husband has eaten everything nicely. And he, all the female is very nicely, he's stuck all everything from the mango. Now it's left on the plate, the wife takes it, and now it's completely, there's not anything in the peel or the cheese, there's nothing left. And then the wife goes and throws outside of the dust. And Har Thakur is watching. And then he comes, sees this water. Now he takes the cheese and sees, and then this is taking the evidence of the Mahaprasad operation. And then, Jharu Thakur. He is, if I remember correctly, he is uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. There is different. There is Kala Krishna Das and Kola Vecha Shridhar. They are two different people. Their stories are different. But this is Jharu Thakur. And if I remember correctly, you know it? No. It's Jharu Thakur also. Jharu Thakur. Yeah. It may be from Chaitanya Bhagavata somewhere, if not Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but I think it should be from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, because later on he goes in Jagannath Puri and there
takes the water.
Yeah, from the. His name is Jharu Thakur Maharaj speaking, and anyway, maybe he has two names or something like that.
Jharu
Thakur. Maybe it's like his nickname or something.
Same story.
Yes. Yes, and then he's taking water from the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and he's taken three times, and then Mahaprabhu stops him and says, because you're taking remnants of Vaishnava in that mood, I'm allowing you to get it. Otherwise, nobody would get the water from the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Nobody would get it. Govind's his servant, he would always guard. And then as long as he would stay there, as long as he would just dry him in the whole time. Like that.
But I always heard Jhara Thakur also. Anyway, two names are there. Okay. So, anyway, that's the mood we should absorb. That's what Maharaj is pointing out. So, the saintly personality, how are they? They're always absorbed in serving their Lord. They're serving in the Ashtakali Leela Seva. And their all activities are centered around this service. And they are remembering this seva all the time, 24 hours. And they are nishkinchan. And how we can understand? We can understand that even if the entire planet gets destroyed, all the wealth, everything, three worlds gets upside down, nothing will happen in their heart. They will still perform. And if they get wealth of three worlds, still nothing will happen. They are still found. They are nishkinchan. These kind of sadhus are called nishkinchan. Chit still, all the time. But if they get some problem some disturbance in performing devotional service, then it's just like they're like dying. They feel like, and I'm not performing chapa, I'm not performing this. That means they feel like that. So we should aspire for such association and such goodness of Vaishnava. Now another word said in this word in this verse is Durashay. Durashay means, Ashay means heart, and Dur means bad or wicked. Whose heart is wicked or whose heart is contaminated. Contaminated with what? Contaminated with all desires of having material enjoyment. All anarthas, ajnanata, ignorance, or devoid of all Vaishnava qualities, all this is called contamination of the heart, or still aspiring for material pleasures. So these kind of people, they may hear, but nothing will happen in their heart, because their heart is full of, their heart is durashya, full of all such things. So they don't have any room where they can hear and accommodate these moods for performing devotional service. I was giving an example that there was one doctor in Calcutta, and he met with Param Guru Maharaji, and then after a few years, after Srila Param Guru Maharaji had left from the planet, and he was meeting Srila Maharaji, and then he was telling his experience. He said, "Your Guruji was really pure saint, and I remember his one instruction very nicely. I had kept that instruction in my heart." And he said that you should see everybody is part and parcel of God, and you should serve them as you're serving God. He's, in his words, what he understood from God, from Guru Maharaj. So he said, "You see, I just think that everybody belongs to God, so I serve them as I'm serving God. So what I do, I go to my office and work under the instructions of my owner, and then I think I'm serving God. And I come back, whatever money I bring, I give it to my wife, and I think I'm serving God, because my wife is part and parcel of God. And then, like this, I spend my money on my children, and I'm serving God. This is what I understood." So then, if you tell them, okay, you're serving God by all means, so one day salary you give it to us, we will put in the service of the God. No? How can this happen? Very simple. So this is the way these people, they will hear about devotional service, but nothing will get into their heart at all. They will stay on the same platform because they don't have any room for it. Or else, they have ahankar, means false ego. They're full of that. Bhog lalsa, desire to enjoy, I should enjoy. And mamira, me and mine. These things are mine, and I am the proprietor and fighting for all things. Or not trying to follow the orders of Vaishnavas. This is also all Durashay. All these people are Durashay. And those people are still good, who commit faults and they are corrected and they try to reform themselves when corrected. But those, what is it, those people, when they are corrected and they don't want to reform themselves, they are such kind of people also. So these people are Durashay. They will hear but nothing will happen to them. They will never understand who God is, what are his past, they will never understand. So only rescue or only remedy or only means by which they can uplift is serving such Vaishnavas and taking their food dust, or taking their cause of mercy in the form of Harikatha or in the form of their service. This is also their mercy. Serving them is their mercy. And if one is devoid, or devoid in the sense that they are giving their mercy and you are not taking, or you don't have a position of such Vaishnavas, this all means unlucky. This all means unlucky. They are unfortunate. They don't have good fortune. So therefore, those who understand, please try to follow and practice after becoming Nishkapat. Nishkapat means give up all wickedness and duality in heart, giving up all the duality and serving in an innocent, in a subtle, in a simple manner. Try to do this. And then in another verse, this verse is being taken from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mujukunda Rishi is praying to Lord Krishna and is saying, "Hey Achyut." Achyut means one who never deviates. Probably you call it infallible. Yeah. It doesn't deviate. His words, whatever Achyut, Supreme Lord, whatever he speaks, never deviate from such words. So that by saying, "Oh Lord, you are infallible. Your words are infallible." So, but what is our position? We are always deviating from what we talk. We are always deviating from our swabhav, our nature. Every now and then, we'll follow and then begin deviate. We'll follow and begin deviate. But Lord, his swabhav, his nature will never deviate. What is his nature? What is his nature? His nature is bhakta vatsalya. Bhakta vatsalya means what? Yeah. He's very caring and looking after for his devotees. And he has mamata for his devotees. So he wants to serve his devotees and takes care of them. So this nature of Lord is Achyut, is infallible in such nature. So he's saying that, "O Lord, O infallible one, by you cause this mercy, when people in this material world, in this ocean, when they're suffering in this material ocean, when they get your mercy in the form of Sadhusam, then they are very fortunate. This is the moment, now their time is coming, then they will be taken out from this ocean." That means Bhavapubhatu, that word being quoted. If one is getting Sadhusam, he should take it for granted, now my time has come, that I will get out from the cycle of birth, death, bodhi, the cycle of material existence. I will get out of there and I will be serving Lord eternally in his eternal abode. This is the mercy of the Lord. He will only give this mercy to those whom he wants now to take out from this material world. No one else will get this mercy from the Lord. And unless those who get it, it's very difficult for them to cut this threefold rope. And how it gets cut? In the association of sadhus, their powerful words, their powerful harikatha, so sharp, like a sword, so sharp, it will cut. Just like now, it's sword, it's being cutting. And those who will hear it, their knots of material tendencies will cut and they'll become pure. Maharaj is speaking this in the class. This is salva, it's going on this time. So those who hear it properly, they will get benefited. Otherwise, others bump. They will keep, those who don't hear properly, they will just be bound all the time. So we should hear. So then he's again saying, in the same verse he's saying, par and avar. Par means those who are liberated souls, those who are in the Vaikuntha lokas, in the spiritual world, all these people, or those even who are liberated, they are called par. Even the demigod, in this 14 sanitary system. Everybody here, they're all being controlled by you. And also, you're the cause of everything. Kare and Karan. You control everything. You are Parabrahma. So, the ordinary living entities will develop Gauravmai Buddhi for you. Gauravmai Buddhi means they will develop an attitude of awe and reverence for you. After hearing all these things, they will develop such intelligence for you. They will like to serve you in Dasya Bhava. But those who are rare souls, those who develop Rati in your lotus feet. Rati means here, Bhava. So those who develop this Bhava, they are very exalted personalities and they are pure-hearted souls, as we were referring earlier. So they, how they are able to develop this Rati? By the causeless mercy of the Lord. Just the causeless mercy of the Lord. And now, the same thing is further solidified by taking another example from conversation from 11th canto. It is Uddhava Sandesh, the time when Krishna wants to cover all his past. Giving all these instructions to Uddhava, but he's targeting it to all living entities. They should hear it. This is the way they can get rid from their material existence. And there is comparing the association of sadhus just like fire. When you lit a fire, then like old season time, then you take your hand near the fire and then it becomes warm and all the coal will go off. And what will happen? Also, all the darkness will go out. That means ignorance, ajnanata will go out. What else will happen? All the fear from other living entities, dangerous living entities like snake, etc., will go out. It happens. If you want to go in a forest, then you take one stick and put some clothes in that, put kerosene oil, and then lit fire in that. And then you can fearlessly move in the forest. Lions or any kind of animal will not come here. In this bhavud, bhavud means this bear. They run so fast after seeing the fire because they have the hairs and they catch fire very quickly. So they run, they will not come to you. Otherwise it's very difficult, you can't get rid of this animal. So you can fire, you can walk fearlessly in the forest if you're having this fire stick in your hand. Similarly, the association of sadhu is so powerful. If you come near them, what will happen? Your ajnanata will go off. Klesh will go off. And what you will get? You'll get Bhagavad brain. What is klesh? Klesh means all these disturbances. Disturbance of mind, body and all. Oh, my head, hand broke or this leg fractured or this mind trouble all the time. Worrying. All this void klesh, disturbance, this will go on. And agyan. What is agyan? Ignorance. He doesn't know how to serve the Lord. He doesn't know how can I properly follow the instructions of Vedas. This is all called, or the Shastra, this is agyan. And what you will get in the benefit, the third thing, these two things will happen in an anusangik way. These are secondary benefits of coming to the association of sadhus. What is the primary benefit? The main benefit you derive from the association of sadhus is Bhagavad praying. So when we are serving the association of this Guru and Vaishnavas, we should respect this service also. Serving Vaishnavas is one thing. Respecting Vaishnavas is one thing, but respecting the service itself is one thing. We should respect this service because we should understand this service will give us Bhagavad praying. Whatever service is for, serving Vaishnavas, food, etc., whatever, prasadam, this will give us Bhagavad praying. So this respectful mood we should develop in our heart. So, and then what will also happen? There is tam will go off. Tama means ap karma ki abhigyata. Karma ki abhigyata means what? People, they are unaware of how they should perform karma. You will see people, they will very enthusiastically and very smartly and very cleverly working in their material dealings among each other. Right? But when it comes to serving Guru Vaishnava, they are lazy. They are fools. They don't know anything. This is karam ki abhigyata. They don't know how to use their mind, intelligence, in which way they should use it. So this will go up when you come in the association of sadhus. You will understand I should be less enthusiastic, I should be lazy when it comes to material living, and I should be very enthusiastic and intelligent when it comes to serving Guru and Vaishnavas. This should be my attitude. And they're saying on the power of Sadhu Sangha, one word coming in the verse is Upashray. Upashray means, generally this word gets translated in a way that ashray means taking shelter or association, and upa means near. Taking shelter by sitting near to a Vaishnava, by serving in person. This means upashray. But here it means, upashray also might give another meaning, that you may take the association of sadhu from far, from a distance also, even that is powerful. Just like if there is a big amount of fire or high flames, then you don't have to come near. You may stay far off and then still you'll get heat and everything. Small fire, then you have to come more near. Similarly, more or less explaining himself in the lecture itself, if the devotees are there in England, Paris, etc., countries, and America, so how they can serve? How they can associate? They can associate by serving. And Maharaj explained very nicely in the lecture that my lecturer's profit or by giving some donation. But donation is what? No, donation as an offering that made this be used in the service of Guru Vaishnava like that. So by this means, still we can associate with sadhus from far. This like fire, it will be beneficial to all of us. But still they are kind of people who are very fool. Why they are fool? They say, oh, it's better we should stay far. Why? Because when we come near to Guru, then we commit offences. We don't know how to serve Him. So, we will generally commit offences. So it's better we should stay at a distance and serve Him. These are very foolish people. We shouldn't associate and should not let this mood develop in our heart. Because if serving from so long, it's so beneficial. What to serve when you're serving here? If you're serving 24 hours daily, it's more powerful. These people, how they're considered? How should we consider these people who feel that I may commit offense when I come near to Gurudev and Vaishnava? They are still not in the proper consciousness of human beings, and as they should be called as proper human beings. They may have this human body, but with having this human body, their consciousness is upgrading from one species to another species. Because you get, you are known, your level of advancement is known by your consciousness. How much your consciousness is elevated, to that degree one will understand that you are advanced to such and such level. So if one in a human body is just taken intoxication and is taken so much intoxication that his mind is completely gone, he's not in control of his body, and then he's followed on one of the trains, and the doctor is based on that, or even a student that, urine on that, and then maybe sucks through his tongue and he's in a way. So you call him a human being? He's not that animal. His consciousness is completely gone up. So like that, we should understand that when you have proper consciousness of Sadhu Sangha, and in proper consciousness you are serving them, then only you can be called or great even among Vaishnavas or among sadhus like that. So those people who are suffering in this material ocean, or the ocean, just like one is drowning in the ocean, and what happens? He dips in, comes out, dips in, comes out, dips in, comes out, like that. What is this? Why should we compare this cycle of each four life species? You're taking birth at one time in human form of life, then again not using it properly, and then again go down in the animal, then again come back to demigod life, and then not working properly go down to some other species. This is called up and down, coming up and down. So, what is the rescue for these people? The boat of Vaishnava Association is only rescue for them. This boat is very powerful. Very unique and special. Why? As soon as you come to this near this boat, you touch it and say, I want to cross, and then you cross it. The boat stays there and you cross the ocean. So special. When you did it, how you did it, how long it took you to cross the ocean, you will not know. It will happen in a fraction of a second. It's so special. It's like that verse from Bhagavatam. It says that the mercy of the Lord is such that those who get the causeless mercy, the scanty fruit of such mercy, the primary fruit is love of God. The scanty fruit is, they will cross this material ocean just like water in a calf hoof's footprint. Water accumulated in that. When did you cross it? You didn't know. like that will cause this question. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Nobody can cross it. So we should aspire to get this boat somehow, the boat of Krishna Association. And
what if you degrade it to the extreme extent, dog eater, cow eater, killer of the spiritual master's wife, or killer of his own mother, or all the abominable activities that can't say. As soon as it comes to the Association of Vaishnavas, it can be so fast. Just like we know Ajamila, we know Valmiki, Guru, Ramayana. From this temple, they were committing so much abominable activities in the previous life. But as soon as they got Vaishnava Association of Vaishnavas, Narad, such an exalted personality, and then they became themselves to exalted personality.
This is the power of it. So, we should have Association of such sadhus who are also called as Akinchana Brahma Vidha. Why they're called Brahma Vidha? Because they are well versed in all the Vedas. They know what are the different divisions of Vedas. What division refers for Bhakti, what division refers for Kankanda, what division refers for Janakanda, etc. They know properly. They're well versed. And in Bhakti also they are well versed. What does it mean by Bhakti? There's so many types of Bhakti. When they say we are performing Bhakti of Durga, we are performing Bhakti of Ganesha. We do Bhakti of Ganesha every day and this is every initiation. There are again. Now he knows what is the essence of Bhakti? Essence of Bhakti is Bhav Bhakti. When your all sadhana is directed, is aimed to have Bhav, then it's called Bhav Bhakti. So the essence of sadhana bhakti becomes Bhav Bhakti. And what is the essence of Bhav Bhakti? Prema Bhakti. What is the essence of Prema Bhakti? Prema Pranay and Mahabhav of Srimati Bhagavatam. He is well versed in all these things, then he is called Brahma Vidya. So these are the qualities, and they are also called as Shanta. Shanta means peaceful. But here, Shanta would meaning would be that they don't even care, they are not even disturbed by the attractions of liberation or by the attractions of serving Narayana like that. Not disturbed, completely cool, calm, and they're serving in their mood. They disregard that. So, again, we should all understand this is our life, this is our wealth. And if it goes from our hands, it slips, if it will slip, then we will lose everything. So, remind yourselves and pledge yourselves, take vow not to miss this opportunity and put all your efforts, all your power and everything, all your energy, by all means, by body, mind, and words, engage fully and have this opportunity and benefit yourself and leave off your all false ego, lust, anger, greed, envy, hatred, all these propensities, kick them off from your heart. And kicking them off, serve the Vaishnavas in a favorable mood. Anukulnyamai seva. Try to serve them in anukulnyamai bhava. That is the best. Dur vivanande. Go.
Without the help of Sarva-Shakti. Bhaktimat Sarva-Krishna cannot be achieved. What is Bhaktimat? Krishna is Bhaktimat. And Sarva-Shakti is this Sarva-Shakti. Without Sarva-Shakti, anyone cannot attend because there is Bhaktimat. So, for that thing, our Swarup Shakti is saying, I tell you, oh man, my dear man, my friend man, Kshipatya Aradhya. We have to give up your our Shakti.
Attachment.
For all worldly things. Also in Swarga heaven, also in Brahmalok, Mukti, Vaikunthalok, Ramlok, Dwarka, and even Mathura. And even Dasa Sapta Vatsal of Braja. Everything. Only one desire. So give up the whole mind, give up everything. And attachment of all these things. And try to worship serving Sarva Krishna. But Krishna cannot come. You are not doing service of Raja. First you have to take shelter in the feet of Raja. So I am suggesting you to take shelter in the feet of lotus feet of Srimati Raja. How you will take shelter in Radhika's lotus feet? How you know where to take shelter in lotus feet of Lalita and Disha? Otherwise, Swarup Shakti Radhika did not come. But Lalita and Vishakha did not come if you are not serving Rup and Rati, Lavam and all manjaris. But Rup, Lavam and all other manjaris will not be satisfied until their dashis are not satisfied. But to satisfy them, you have to satisfy your Gurudev and Vaishnava. Those who are feeling all the sentiments in your heart, you have to please first. Then he will please upper rank. They will please Manjari. They will please Datta Vishaka. And they will please and Radha will, when I will chant Radhe, Radhe, then Krishna will hear and our self will realize himself, manifest himself. This is the
process.
Process. There is? Who is Srimati Radhika? Radhika is most dear and dear. Are you the Jayana?
No room on the airplane for him. No space on the airplane for him. Mother, Major.
So, Radhika, which who is she? She is most beautiful. So, the rays of Srimati Radhika's
body,
it goes to Rati Gauri Vida. Who is the Rati? Gauri Shankar Lila
N-R-I-N.
By seeing the Abhas
Shadow
coming from the rays of Srimati Radhika's body, they became something. They are seeing that, they are thinking that, oh, I want to love Krishna. But Krishna only sees towards Srimati Radhika. He's always bending towards Radhika. And Radhika is always with him. So, Radhika is so beautiful, so having so much quality that in front of Srimati Radhika, Krishna will not see towards us. So they are unhappy. And Radhika is so much so bhagyavati.
Fortunate.
Bhagavati means what? Fortunate. She's so fortunate. That Sachi, Lakshmi, Saptabhama, all are defeated. How? What is five Salhakya?
Beauty, qualities, love, mamata, mama. Is that your
identity? Zero. So what is that?
She controls Krishna.
Krishna is always controlled. Krishna himself makes Tambul Vitika. But Vitika is not good. Vitika, you know?
Bhan.
Metal man. And gives it the mouth of
Radhika.
No? Krishna gives it to Vitika. Sometimes Radhika is somewhat angry to Krishna, and willingly she is sitting and making garland, beautiful gold, and she is watching and seeing by the corner that Krishna is coming.
She looks angry in the corner of her eyes that Krishna is coming.
But she is making mind not looking.
Direct.
She is showing that handsome mm-hmm. engaged in
making the garden.
Krishna slowly came and stood in front of Srimati Radhika. Compared to Radhika. She is mm-hmm. But she is not looking like me.
Not looking out.
Krishna again came, he arrived, came, and so near us. Watching that she should see. And she should do this. And something came about. So Krishna is coming. Lalita is standing by the side of Srimati Radhika. She is watching the whole thing. Yara is not Yara. Darshan ka kya hota?
Krishna wanted to talk to her.
So she was waiting for a chance that she should simply let him see the Lord. But Radhika willingly is engaged in
making the garland.
She sees that Krishna has come here, but he is not sick. She is very
slightly.
And she is somewhat naturally she is loving, but he wants that Krishna should not see by the otherwise he will laugh and he will come to me. So, bearing fear?
Nose ring.
Lavanga.
Lavanga, huh?
So, to hide her face,
her smile.
Smiling face, she began to do something.
Move the lavanga earring, covering
like
the
this.
Mouth. So she was covering the mouth.
Understanding? You are ill? And she was doing like this, but not speaking and not saying.
Ignoring Krishna.
Yeah, unko upeksha kar rahi hai.
Ignoring, neglecting.
Then Lalita could not take herself. So what happened? Krishna is rushing to. Something tall, his heart
woman is much kind.
For so long.
See your smile, talk with you, and yet you are making darling. Keep it. It is not for. But she is not yet.
Please. That is fine.
Talking with Krishna and not replying anything. As if she is so much
engaged.
And Krishna is waiting and this is so bad. Pare, wife or pare, priyatama. That he is waiting. Krishna is himself Lord of Lords and he is waiting. And she is not caring for Krishna. She knows that where will he go? At last he will have to come. And when he comes and fall on my feet and pray that I will never do that. For a wife, this is so hard. So saying all these things, Rati,
Gauri,
Sachi, Indrani, Lakshmi, and Satsabhana. Become simple. First place. But Krishna is always waiting for Srimati Radhika and attached with Radhika. So you will have no time to have such fortunate divinity so far. And she has so much good qualities. Quality that अरे कितना देर कर दिया तुम by this sweet and best qualities Chandravali and all other new married gopis that so beautiful and so good qualities. Their garbage
pride goes away. Pride.
Pride. But pride. I'm so wicked. I'm so much. I'm good for it. I'm so much devoted to Krishna. That pride. This Radhika should be served. I want to be the website and Palladasi of such a Radhika.
Maharaj, can we, sometime when you don't have a headache, can we do more of this verse?
Huh?
Some other time can we do more of this verse?
Huh? You can come. After. Someday.
When you say?
What is today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Saturday?
Saturday
is Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvati Thakur. Yeah, Ahir Bab is Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada.
Then after that one.
Sunday. Sunday?
Sunday.
Thiro Bhav. Yes, it's Thiro Bhav. Thiro Bhav, yes.
After that, I will take rest. Not just take a nap. Listening the pastimes of Krishna, how beautiful as sun.
The sun drives away the darkness.
Darkness and air.
Wind, the violent wind blows away the clouds.
That way, Krishna and Krishna Katha, there is all kinds of anartha and everything. That you will be advanced, you will be advanced in these all these things.
Or disappointed. She's asking if you're disappointed with us.
you are in other mood? Huh? Why? Why you are so tired? Your work is going on? Huh? No work still. But how to achieve it? Well, you should give her something. I have to go to about 10, but perhaps it is more than 10. You have dropped the letter of Krishna is going to cowherd. So beautiful they playing on something, very happy mood. And he is standing in way in Sridhanga Lalit. You know Sridhanga Lalit? And touching anything. Utkhani Thakur. Utkhanta Mani Kaya. He was in Sridhanga. Newly married Sankundra Prasad. Any gopi has come to Vrindavan, Nandagaon. From
India Prasad?
India Prasad. There are Rasto gopi. And that newly married bride.
Bride.
Larki bride. She saw Krishna in this position and kept her heart too. She thought she had not obtained Krishna and heart was not deluded. First time it was seeing Krishna and his heart became
soften.
She jhal gaya. And he saw, and began to saw, and he saw Krishna meant. Cow went away. Dust fell down. No trace of Krishna and his cows. But she was standing and no palak was coming. Any sati came and told, oh, in Indraprastha you saw Indra and Khanda one was in fire. Indra is so beautiful, young, all the demigods are young, always young. But no,
you didn't do this.
No, honestly, symptoms of.
You didn't become like this.
Yes. Why your beak is curved?
Your eyebrows are curved.
Why you are looking like so stunning, but she has no response. The first glance to see Krishna and to become melted and so much desire to Krishna, sab kuch bhul jana.
Forgetting everything.
This is called. In our bhakti, if this comes, then comes. Not more.
Go. Go. At once, go. Go.
Go. Go. Go.
Go. Cow? Cow? You say cow, cow? Go, go.
You are understanding something?
No.
You? Oh, you are master of Hindi. you want to have Parampad, then you have to take, you have to do kirtan of Govindana. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai.
So
Govinda Nam, if you do Govinda Nam kirtan, then you will have Parampad. But that Parampad is not Mukti, not even Vaikuntha. Above than this, above than Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, in Braja, lotus feet of Krishna, Saptadayi Radhika and all gopis, and himself Govind, serving gopis. That Parampad we will have. अरे बात देखना भाई हम तो है क्योंकि इसके द्वारा भगवान को जाना जाता है. इन ऑल काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज वट इज द बेस्ट नॉलेज बाई वी वी कैन नो. तो इफ एनीवन गेट्स द आश्रय ऑफ लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा आश्रय
सेल्टर
देन दे कैन ओनली हैव शांति परफेक्ट पीस ऑफ माइंड एंड हैप्पीनेस अदरवाइज ऑल दी
मिजरीज
मिजरीज ऑफ आध्यात्मिक अधिदैविक अधिभौतिक विल ऑलवेज बर्न देम ऑलवेज ओनली टू हैव रेस्क्यू फ्रॉम ऑल दिस पीस burning thing, to have the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna by bhakti is there. Sabidya, by hearing the Krishnam kirtan of any bhavuk and rasik bhakta, all the romauli
hairs on the body.
Body?
Stand on end. Stand on end.
Stand on end. And they began to dance. Also, heart began to dance. So if anyone will hear that kirtan, the person but emerging in Bhava Sindhu, they will advance, they will come out. And puna puna unke charno mein pranam kar. And
I am offering my advances at their feet again and again.
Sarvatma Sapanam. To emerge in Ananda Samudra. If you are going to take bath in ocean and come out, again water will go and again Maya will come. So he is telling that if anyone is chanting Harinam like this, this
By this process,
then he immerses in ocean of love and ananda. And he never come out. Always thinking and thinking and thinking. No? So he is telling this thing. Sankhya samano bhagavan ananta sutanubhavad vasanam hi punsam प्रविष्ट चित्तम विधुनोत्तम यथा समो अर्थो abdham ivati vata. Again, this Maya will not.
Satyam.
Satyam. I mean, or Akraman will not do it.
He will not defeat him.
Ataki.
Kaya Sankarji. Sankarji. Again, he is telling. If anyone must in person of Naam by Kirtani, Kirtan Hari Naam, then Maya never touches. Forever it will go. If he will take back and again, Garmi bhi lagti hai. Snan karne se phir se garmi lagegi. फिर स्नान करना पड़ता
है
बट इफ यू इमेजिन कृष्ण प्रेम ओशन देन माया विल नॉट कम अगेन भगवान हरि का चरित्र कीर्तन हियर अनर्थ इज लस्ट नमापराध नमा एंड ऑल अदर थिंग्स तो ही और जिस प्रकार से प्रबल भाई इफ एनी वन हियरिंग लिसनिंग दे पर्सेंट ऑफ कृष्ण सो ब्यूटिफुल एज सन
सन ड्राइव्स अवे द डार्कनेस
डार्कनेस एंड एयर
विंड द वायलेंट विंड ब्लोज अवे द क्लाउड
दैट दैट वे कृष्ण नाम एंड कृष्ण कथा There is all kinds of anartha and everything go away. Supanugutaha, Jabba.
Gurudev, what is the difference between a rastika and a bhavika, Vaishnava?
Those who taste rasa are rasi. And those who taste bhav, they are bhav. Gopis and Krishna both are rasi. Bhav also. But those in sadhana avastha, sadhana, that kind of bhav, Visuddhasat has come from gopis. But their siddha they have yet not they have. Only sarup siddhi they have. They can be bhav. Though who test rasa, they are rasi, like in ras, Krishna is dancing, all gopis are dancing, Krishna is also taking so many glass of continuing ras, taking, and going to gopis, they are rasi. And though hearing all these things, they in heart yeah, drinking that rasa in so many cups and cups, they are also rasa. And how the bhav between Radha and Krishna are in gopis, are in sakha, in vatsalya, they are thinking here, reminding, remembering that bhav, they are bhav. But both are nearer. What is bhav?
Emotion, feeling.
But of Atma. Not of this heart. But the real heart. Like Krishna is persuading Srimati Radhika. No? Krishna told, how you have come here in Govardhan or Radha? Why you have come? Who are you? Why you are stealing my flowers, all flowers, and breaking my all creatures very dear to me? Then Srimati, who was going at Dhan, to stop and see, turn towards Krishna with angry mood. He did not feel anything, only this. That it means. He did not tell anything. But it. But it means? This is how. What how? You are thief or myself thief? You are thief. Don't tell this. He did not tell, but everything has been told there. Understand something? Theek hai? भारत पत्र है तुम बोल नहीं सकती लेकिन नॉट नाउ तो कलेक्ट योर क्वेश्चन देन कम समझे
आई हैव सो मेनी क्वेश्चंस दिस मेनी
दैट पार्ट
नॉट टू आस्क
मल्ली टू सॉल्व इन हार्ड
इज देयर एनी चांस दैट माय मेमोरी कैन इंप्रूव
So many persons of so many desires, Karmi, Jnani, Devi, Tapasvi, all kinds of persons are there. They are all jars of Nisham Pan.
Worldly wisdom.
Doesn't he know what is Atma, Paramatma and what is all this? इसलिए कर्मी और ज्ञानी को संदेह हो सकता है कर्मी एज ज्ञानी मे हैव डाउट बट डाउट वाई कृष्ण प्लेड विथ वाइफ ऑफ अनदर गॉड इन दी नाइट अलोन कृष्ण सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल यंग लेडीज देयर किशोरी वाई ही डिड सो वाई ही टुक अप देयर क्लॉथ and dance and played with all gopis. It was out of etiquette. It was opposite of dharma. So Parikshit Maharaj saw that all were gathered in gathering. They were karmi, yogi, jnani, tapasvi.